You remember how to start the show, Keith?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best. Best in show.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Best in Show Radio on the Hear Us Talk Radio. Stop. Good morning or evening, friends. Welcome to Best in Show Radio on the Hear Us Talk Radio Network, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. As always, my name is Keith. To the left of me, as I can easily see right out of my left eye, why don't you introduce yourself, pal? In the middle.
Oh, in the middle.
Middle guy.
I figured we're both on the left, so I wasn't sure who you were talking about.
But my immediate left.
Oh, that'd be James. That's me.
Hey, who's on your left? Well, look, glance out of your left eye, James, and see if you could see who that is over there.
Isn't that the guy in that band that plays the bass? Hey, buddy, who are you?
My name is Blindy. My name is Chris. I can't see out of my left eye, and I'm glad that my alleged friends find that amusing.
Friend. You shouldn't blame him for my...
He worked with you on it. He thought it was hilarious.
Well, he wrote it. He wrote it earlier today.
Okay. I got a great bit for tonight.
He wrote that skit earlier.
Is that really a skit or a sketch?
Let me ask you a question about that.
Oh, please do.
I love how your voice got really high right there.
Do you prefer skit or sketch?
He hates both,
because
by
I always... when I'm always describing them... And I don't know why I find myself in that position a lot, but I'll say comedy sketch,
Wait, what will you do?
I'll say comedy sketch, or like I'll
wait, no, do it the way you just did it before.
I can never do that.
No, it's natural. Comedy anytime sketch. He thinks of a sitcom, he has an orgasm. So it's comedy sketch.
No, just sketch comedy.
Okay.
Sitcoms just comfort me.
If you were going to face me with the multiple choice of skit or sketch, I will go with sketch. But what I prefer to either would be bit. I like bits.
You like bit comedy?
Yeah, like, why? Oh, did you see that bit on Saturday Night Live? Which bit was that?
It always sounds funny to me.
See, to me, sketch sounds pre-recorded or planned. Skit seems more of a live thing.
See, a skit to me doesn't even sound like a real thing. It's like, oh, it's a skit. Like, what is that, a skit? It's not even it's not a word.
But I'm fairly confident you could make that face and say any word.
But what's a skit? It's a skit. You know what, before the show, before we recorded tonight, James brought some delicious candy from, where was it from?
Kit Kat.
What country of origin was it from?
Japan.
Okay, but they were special Kit Kats from Japan. But to me, that's skit scats. Like, it's skit. Like, it's a skit. A kit. It's like, it's not a real thing. Yes, I'm really sounding like a crazy person. I say, but say kit. It doesn't sound right to me. Skit.
But bit is better?
No, bit. It's got a hard B. But. Bit.
All right, hard B.
Man, did you see what happened over here? German Shepherd got bit. I got bit by a German Shepherd.
So
bit.
It's just a word you like in general.
Yeah, I hate the word skit.
But sketch you like?
No, but when I don't like something, I'll describe it as being sketchy. So I use the word sketch.
But what about your favorite?
Sketchy is better than...
I agree. But sometimes, like, if I look at Keith, like when we take the ferry here after on the way to the show, sometimes I'll take out my my art pad and I'll sketch him while we're on the ferry.
No, that's a caricature. That's a great caricature.
While he skits?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What about Skittles, your favorite candy?
They're not even a candy. They're a fruit chew.
What's your favorite Skittles on Saturday Night Live?
Kit Kat. Kit Kat from Japan.
Well, anyway, if you want to...
But thanks for your hey guys there, Keith. I really appreciated the sketch of the skit.
Hey guys, what's with that skit? If you want to send us a hey guys, send it to heyguys@bestinshowradio.com.
But it might not get through because our email, I think, is full, right? Is our email full?
Yeah, I just deleted some of Chris's.
What? Our email's full?
Yeah.
Since when?
We get flooded with hey guys constantly.
Oh, I thought you legitimately meant that the box was full, because I know that if I don't clear it out, sometimes it legitimately gets locked up.
No, bro, I'm skidding with you.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that you were sketching out.
You guys want to improv later? Okay, so we have a hey guys right now.
I love improvisational theater.
A Night at the Improvisational Theater. Wasn't that your favorite show?
Yes.
We have a hey guys right now. This one is from The Master.
That's the stupidest name.
Maybe that's his real name. Or her.
Guess what? You're the stupidest person. You're the stupidest person with the stupidest name, and I bet you have the stupidest question.
It was from the pizzeria on Forest Avenue.
No, that would be a bunch of them. Because it was only one of the guys because it was Masters.
It was his.
Oh, it was Master apostrophe S. Yes. Not like there were seven Masters that did it.
I think there's other Masters, though.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, anyway, this Master asks, why?
Whenever I hear the word Master, I always think that there's a Master Blaster for some reason.
Stevie Wonder.
Look at the Master Blaster. Wow.
Well, this Master asks, why?
Why?
Why don't you feel that one?
Why?
Why? W-H-Y question mark.
Really?
I'm going to tell you this. I don't want to be stupid, but I am. But I'll try and go with this because I actually watched a TED talk about...
Why?
What? about branding and about why, how...
That is cruel, first of all. It's hot. It burns them.
Why, how, well,
the Nike logo is... It hurts?
Yes.
It hurt when I got it branded on my leg. So.
And the idea behind why people gravitate towards certain products and certain brands as opposed to others... And the logic behind it is that people like the why of a company. Follow what I'm saying. If you look at like the way that the breakdown of the way a company is, it's they sell a certain thing. That's the what. Like it's whatever they sell. They sell computers.
Is the who them the company?
No, I think the who is more relevant in the marketing terms compared to the why.
The who meaning like well,
but this is all three of the things I'm talking about, the who, the what, and the why. It's all, I mean, the why, the how, and the what are all the who.
Okay.
Roger Dolphin and such. But so like the reason people buy Apple products is because Apple as a company is about why they do things as opposed to what.
Third base?
Yes.
Sorry.
As opposed to what they do.
The funny thing is, I watched this too. I don't remember the guy's name, but I actually watched
Simon Sizek, something like that.
Maybe I didn't.
Something like that. Yeah. But
the whole concept
being that you people buy into a brand because of the mindset of the company, and what the company is isn't as important as why the company exists, and what not how they do it not what it is that they're doing, it's why they're doing it. And people go to the why. And your target audience is always the people that agree with why you're doing something.
People go to the perceived why, not the actual why. The why for every one of these companies is to make money. It's the perceived why.
It's not just perceived, because I don't believe that, because I believe that there are certain companies that started, yes, of course, the concept of a company is to make money, unless, of course, your company is a nonprofit, as you could attest to. There are reasons to that people could do things in addition to just the money.
When it comes to the initial product, that could be the case. But after that,
it's going to be on product, like Apple.
No, but the why is what started the company. Is that where we're talking about? Okay, that why could be attached to one specific service or product in the beginning. That was the answer to why. But then that, after that, all products that follow that, the why becomes profits. So it's the initial product.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I agree as...
But here's my question. I'm with you, and I understand what you're saying, that you want to try and... I don't want to say vilify, but you want to demystify altruistic nature of business forming. And I get that. That doesn't really exist. It's a profit. It's a capitalist thing. And I get that. But the concept of... The companies that are the most successful are the ones that have whys that are there that people can relate to, as far as being the why of why their company exists. Why do we buy Apple? It's because the mentality of the company is about why they want to do something for people, or something that's almost like people based. As opposed to, it's not that they necessarily make the best computers, although they kind of do, but it's not a matter of that. It's almost like the market of it is the idea behind it. Beyond that, whether you agree or disagree with this thing, it just made me think. You can disagree, please.
Okay. I don't think people buy Apple products because of what they believe is the why of the company. One of them is the who. Who's using Apple products? I want to use that too. I want to identify with them. And the other one is Apple has a perceived quality to them because of what kind of, that's why the iPhone 5C has been sort of a flop, not because the product isn't good. It's the perceived idea that the product is now plastic, that it's not a quality product, and it goes against the initial philosophy of the company, which might be there, what Steve Jobs was, everything had to be made of the finest material.
I'm not disagreeing. What I'm saying why, I'm not saying why do the consumers choose it. I'm saying why, as far as the company is concerned, why do we do what we do? Not why are people going to like us, or why do I like that? It's why does our company exist? Why are we here? And if their drive starts from a why as opposed to a how or a what, oh, we're going to do it the cheapest. That's why we'll succeed. Or we really love selling computers. That's what we do. No, why? We have this mindset that we're going to do this thing that's a people-friendly computing thing. Why? Because that's what we want to do. That being the case, and again, you could disagree with the concept, and that's neither here nor there. All I mean, it is, and it's another topic. And considering that the master was very wide open with the way that he presented his question of why,
what do you think, Keith? We've gone onto a little bit of a dialogue here without you.
I am also in that skeptical camp. When a company says why they do something, I can't look past. Maybe in the initial stages. Okay, I'm going to bring up a perfect example. Chris, I apologize for bringing up veganism again, but I think it was Morningstar that started as a small company to try to get more people to stop eating meat. But now it's obviously, as they grow and grow, it becomes profit-based. It becomes entirely for money. To the point that, you know, as a company grows, they're going to start caring only about money. and a small company that, you know, somebody starts a food truck or something, and then they grow into something that's in, you know, frozen food aisles all over the country, you know, and they start using eggs and milk and stuff, and it goes against everything that they were initially because they think it's going to sell more. It's very hard.
Morningstar started with no eggs and milk. They were all vegan?
I'm almost sure, and I apologize to them. No, actually, they were always jerks, if not, so I don't apologize to them. But
was it Boca, maybe?
Boca is still all vegan except for one product they've always had.
That Grillers?
It's a burger. It's a cheese veggie burger.
Yeah, that's so good.
Which is just so odd that they have this one product.
It's actually delicious.
No, I mean, that's kind of on the same lines. The initial why is important. But I think that initial why does not last a long time in the majority of situations.
Especially for Apple.
And I think that when that why does not maintain and when that why does not continue, the company starts to falter.
No.
I have a whole other direction that I want to take this.
We can take it in the second half.
So we should do that.
Sure.
Why? Why not?
You want to take us to break?
Why me? I don't know what to do. Radio.
DJ New Style.
Truth Time Theater.
HearUsTalk.com.
And
welcome back to Best in Show Radio on the Hear Us Talk Radio Network, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Which by the way, is the home of a lot of great programs in addition to Best in Show Radio. You have the DJ New Style Show, you have I Apologize, you have Bug Zapper Radio, and you've got Truth Time Theater. We have a rainbow array of programs that are fine and terrific and amazing. And then you got this one. And
just like Skittles.
And this one is weird because 1 week we're live, 1 week we're not. This is the first time we're back to doing this non-live format, and we apologize for those of you that are trying to dial right now. We understand. Just leave a voicemail. We'll get you later.
I'm not sorry.
Why
are you sorry? You don't feel bad?
No.
Why wouldn't you want their schedules to mesh with yours?
Because they can listen whenever they want.
And by the way, when they're listening, they should type out a "Hey guys" and send us one because we like to interact.
It's like a delayed phone call.
That's true.
Hey guys at bestinshowradio.com. Send us your questions, your statements, things you'd like us to discuss. Maybe you need advice. You have a shopping list you want us to read.
You're such an ass. Then I thought we were finally going to get away with no shopping list being mentioned.
Well, we haven't gotten one yet.
I'm hoping we never do.
Please, please, somebody send a shop. It can have two things on it. Send it so we can end this. Thank you.
Awesome. Right now, Keith, I don't care if you have another Hey Guys.
Why?
Because I would like to continue with the why.
Why?
Because it seemed to be an interesting topic.
No, I was throwing it to you. Why?
And I'm answering you. It's because I think it's a good topic. The thing is, I still hate you, Master. I still think...
The Master. No, the Master, even.
Oh, I hate you, the Master. Where was he from?
He was just the Master. That's all it said.
From Masterville?
He's ubiquitous.
It was Master at Master.com.
Oh, well, he lives in internet? Yes. Well, Master, so I started going to this whole TED Talks thing and the whole concept of where I was at and the whole theory behind it is like, why do companies exist? And if the way that the company exists being because of a why and why they do what they do means something and has something to do with why they, where their success is and where their success isn't, it begs the question, Best in Show, Keith. Why do you do Best in Show?
Now. Right now, today, why do I do it? As opposed to when we started.
Best in Show, Keith. Allow me to afford you a moment to collect your thoughts and think about it. Best in Show, James. Why do you do Best in Show?
I honestly don't know. I enjoy doing it.
Well, that's a good reason.
I think I like the conversation between the three of us. Partially, I think it's because if I didn't do it, I don't think we'd ever have these conversations. Well, of course we wouldn't, because people wouldn't be emailing us topics to have our own private conversations.
Well, that's true.
I probably wouldn't have asked you why. Probably wouldn't have just texted you, "Hey, James, why?"
Yeah.
When I was a kid, wow, I totally forgot this. I don't even believe this is why I didn't even go here. When I was a kid, when I started freaking out about being a human being, the way I would get myself really scared to death was when I would just say, "But why? But why? But why do we exist? But why? But why?" in my own head is what I would say to myself, and it would freak me the F out. So I would definitely ask the question, why?
I wrote a paper my senior year of high school,
mm-hmm.
all about why.
Nice.
And it actually got published in the literary magazine for the school that year. I have a copy. I have to bring it in.
I'd like to see that.
It's absolutely retarded. It makes no sense. I sat there before class and I wrote an entire page of questions.
Well, the next time we have a live event, I think you should read it.
It was all why-based.
Oh, my God, with traffic playing in the background, the old poetry music.
Definitely. I would love that.
Yeah, but for the record, my why contemplating thing that used to scare me, I was talking like I was like 7 years old, probably. This was like me being a kid realizing that there was no point in life and being terrified.
I would have to say that I started doing Best in Show with you, or no? You're not letting me do that?
You could do whatever you want, but I'm asking you why right now. Why?
I do it now half because I enjoy hanging out with you guys every week or whatever the schedule is, and because it's, I guess, I don't know if therapeutic is the word, but there was a point when we weren't doing the show and things would happen, and it's not that I can't talk about it. I could talk to people about it. I could talk to my girlfriend or whatever. I could talk to people about it. I could talk to you guys for that matter, but...
Yeah, right.
You need a microphone and camera to do that.
There's something about being able to get on the air and gripe and bitch about something, or to be like, "Hey, what the hell's with this? Why is that this way?" Or, "Hey, you know what's great?" Like, it's just... There's something very therapeutic about being able to talk about whatever nonsense I want to talk about on a weekly basis or a bi-weekly basis.
So then your why is selfish?
Yes, because I still, as stupid as it is, I still don't... This is probably a great selling point. If when we make this a company, I'll be in charge of the branding and the... But this is probably... something that I don't understand why. I ask you, the viewer / listener, why?
No, and I know how I started. I know why I started. Kind of. You guys needed a space to do the show. I offered up my basement at my office. I wasn't participating in the show.
You were the producer.
Not in the beginning. I would leave you guys down there, and then I would come at the end of the night, and I'd come back.
I don't remember that.
I wasn't doing the show.
No, he wasn't doing the show. He would come on mic because he had been on the show before, so we would have him, like, if he came back, but he was just leaving us there.
Then I sat in a couple times, and then it just kind of happened.
I thought we made the concerted effort that we decided you were going to start producing the show.
At some point, months after that, you asked me if I wanted to produce the show.
Okay.
But, yeah, initially it just kind of... I guess, I have nothing to do right now, and they're here in the basement doing the show. I'll sit down and it was enjoyable. So I guess...
Hey, Chris, I have a question for you.
What's up?
Why do you do Best in Show?
The purest form of personal expression to me is
poetry.
Is
dance.
Improvisationally talking. And not planning and not scripting. That's why sketches and skits don't work for me nearly as much as...
Yeah, you hate them.
As much as our friend Bobby G used to say, just cracking a mic and going. And it is, much like I was asking you, it is very self...
Absorbed-ish?
Well, yeah, totally self-absorbed. No, but like it's self-fulfilling. It's self-gratifying. That's what I'm looking for. That I'm not doing it for anyone else. Why I like to talk. I also love the sound of my own stupid voice.
Yes.
I love hearing me. I love a bunch of people standing around and just being domineering and a jerk, and I understand it's unpleasant to think of it that way, and I understand for all of you it's unpleasant for you to have to listen to me that way, but I enjoy it. When I say it out loud, I hate it. When I think about it, I hate it. But I know that's what I thrive on. That's what I like. I like sitting around and talking. I think one of there are three things in the world that I'm halfway decent at. And one of them is just randomly talking and being opinionated about something, even if I don't care about it, to the point and finding a way to make jokes out of it.
I agree.
That's one of the things that I'm good at. And this is one of the few formats that I can do that in. And this is the only format that I can do that in of our own volition without needing much other than, you know, a camera.
It's almost sort of I always think of it as sort of an entertainment cop-out. And what I mean by that is...
Enter top-out?
Exactly. If you're running low on time. An entertainment cop-out meaning there's not much risk involved. Because all you're doing is just talking.
And you know what, Keith? When there's no risk, there's no reward. That's why we're at 30 views a week and we're considered victories. No risk, no
exactly,
reward.
Exactly, though. There's no, like, there's always such a fear of doing anything. Go.
Finish.
There's always such a fear of doing anything that might come off as corny or not funny or you know, all of those things. Or writing a song that stinks and it's corny is the word that it comes up. You know, nobody wants to look stupid. Nobody wants to give the proverbial douche chills.
But everything is stupid.
I know, and I understand, and you've actually helped me put a lot of crap out into the world, because I always tend to think back to you saying that, and I think, yeah, that's true. And
everything is stupid. No matter what it is, someone will find it stupid. Maybe someone will like it. More often than not, most people will hate it, regardless. Or a bunch of people are going to think it's stupid in some way or another.
The people you know are definitely going to think it's stupid.
No, the people you know won't even show up.
But there are different kinds of stupid. There's the intentional stupid... And that is the trying and it being trying to not be stupid and it being stupid.
Fine line. Because I think that's almost a cover at times. I think it's almost a cover at times. But this said, let's take this a step further or a step back. If we find the why, if we find like-minded whys to our why we're doing this, when our target audience, our demographic, are people that are think that will that why appeals to them. That their why from behind there is this, and our why from here is that. This is such pot talk at this point, by the way. But
how come you didn't share?
Because I love eating a gram myself. Eating a gram? Cracker?
What?
What?
Nash.
Okay. Oh my God, I love... I am a simple man. Anyway.
Eating a gram of hash.
Yes, I love gram hash. Let's find people who like why. We why. Like why we why.
Well, yeah.
Please, like why we why.
And I think that there's a whole backlash against...
There's a hole in the bucket.
Dear why we why, dear why we why.
Spearhead. Is that the name of that band? Anyway, there's a whole like
I can't get out of my
like a backlash against people that try to do anything creative at times, and it tends to come from it's I'm gonna look heartfelt at the camera No, not.
But there's tons of people that just suck into that whatever it is that they're doing. I don't want to talk about local bands, but I'm going to. Yeti. Local Staten Island band. They've got a whole scene of kids that just, they got drawn into this. And whatever this girl does, the singer of the Yeti, everyone loves it.
Okay. And I agree. I do like that band.
Never heard of them.
So but
I didn't say anything about liking them, although I do.
Okay. Well, anyway, I enjoy their music, but
so do I.
But watch when, if,
no, why?
If that girl and her band become semi-famous, reach any level of success, watch how many people of their so-called friends start to hate them and start to dislike them, especially if they're in other bands, especially if they're also in a band.
Think about Yves Plum, bro.
Morrissey had a song called We Hate It When Our Friends Become Successful, and it's true. And I think that's why anytime somebody, and it's not even successful, if somebody does something good, I think there's, maybe I just am in a circle of a lot of jerks, maybe that's the problem, but there tends to be an
casualty
inherent,
vampires?
I don't know what that means, but I'm intrigued, let's talk about it after the show. circle jerks? I'm done. Because I can't even stutter over my words while
what? While explosions in the sky are playing?
If you do something, don't expect your friends to like it. When they do like it, expect them to not like you.
I have no idea why this is where we've gotten to. But I know why we've been here for the past 30 minutes. It's because we've been Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, here on Heroes Talk, Thingy Doo Theater, the place to be, Magical Wonderland, Fantasy Cavalcade. Hockey Sucks. Oh, this is Cavalcade?
Yeah.
Why have you been here?
Cocky Socks, Steamroller, Roll Over Your Face. We'll see you guys on the radio and on the YouTube. 88. Peace. Dude.
Entertaining Talk Radio. Where? Broadcast live. This is Heroes Talk.
Entertaining Talk Radio. Broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.